We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
7:38. We always look forward to our Dr. Mike visit on KDK Radio. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway.
And he is Dr. Mike Hutchinson of Animal General, LaSalle Plaza Cranberry, and on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Doc, you're home, you say, looking out the window, watching turkeys.
Yeah, strutting out there, dancing for the hens.
Is that what doing? I thought we were over the spring season with a gobbler mating season.
Well, apparently not, because I'm witnessing it right now.
Is that the turkey with the gold chains around its neck? And
Doc, shouldn't you be giving them some privacy? I mean, really?
Yeah, really, broad daylight.
No, it's the call of the wild up north where Doc is living. In a secluded area away from other humans. I get it. But in the meantime, he has a very close relationship with our furry friends in most cases. We met Doc first because he was a rat doctor, too. Right?
That's correct.
How many people have pet rats?
A lot. Believe it or not, there's about 100,000 pet fancy rats within a 100-mile radius of Pittsburgh.
Really?
According to the Pittsburgh Rat Lovers Club.
100,000?
100,000.
There's a Pittsburgh Rat Lovers Club?
There is. And
you have a T-shirt?
And they're very dedicated. You know, there are T-shirts.
But you tell us the rats are really smart.
They're really smart. They're you can train them, and you can go on YouTube and watch this. I can't make this up. Playing basketball, playing soccer, doing gymnastics. It's unbelievable how smart they are. They really are. They're almost rational. Some scientists believe they are rational, just like humans. So it's amazing how quickly they learn. So they are good pets. They just they don't live very long. Unfortunately, the life expectancy is about 3.5 years. So it's a short-lived relationship, but they're very, very social. People, when they get them, they usually end up with pairs of them because they're so social, and if you feed them, they're your friend for life.
What you're saying is they could mount a counterattack if they wanted to.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, that's reassuring. Let's get to our questions. Laurel and John in Mount Lebanon say, Dr. Mike, 17 years ago, we found our beautiful little kitten near the road stealing scraps from a garbage can. She has been in perfect health until we were just recently told by our vet she's in stage 2 kidney failure. Is it right to treat her with fluids at this age? Please help us in our decision, and thank you for all you do.
That's a very personal question, but just for the listeners, stage 2, so when they get to stage 4 kidney failure, that's transplant time. They're not going to live in stage 4. So stage 2, there's still some life in those kidneys. And sometimes giving fluids under the skin will diurese them or flush them. It's kind of similar to dialysis, not the same thing, but it flushes the kidneys and helps get some of the toxins out. So I would say give it a try and see how your cat responds. There are so many clients that come into me and told me that they've done this for a year, year and a half, and they were so happy that they did it. It's a very personal decision, and it's an individual decision as well. Maybe the cat won't tolerate it so well, and you have to find that out. So hard to answer that correctly. But I would give it a try.
Dear Dr. Mike, Debbie and Tom in Foxburg want to know, they're actually wanting to share a success story with repelling ticks using your recipe for Listerine in water. Quote, it's amazing and has given us a way to trek through the woods without our two dogs' fear of, you know, getting the ticks. Thank you. I hope others try it. So let's go over the formula.
Yeah, so it wasn't my recipe, first of all. It was from the rescue people. They shared it with me in the exam room about, I don't know, 5-6 years ago. But you take a spray bottle, fill it 9/10 of the way with the regular Listerine, the brown Listerine, not the minty fresh, and then the rest of the way with water. And then you mix it up and spray it over the dog's coat before you go out in the woods, spray it over your clothes. It's another way to do it. I mean, it's not toxic, which is good, and it helps repel the ticks. It doesn't give them permanent protection. But when you walk in the woods, ticks are going to get on you this time of year. We're at the peak time for deer ticks, especially May and September. And so you're going to be encountering ticks, and this will just help. If they get on you, it helps repel them. And the rescue people tell me it works like magic. So, yes, if you haven't tried it and you've spent a lot of time in the woods, give it a try. And thanks for sharing that story.
And I've talked to some people who have had tick bites and have gotten Lyme disease. And, you know, not to drag down the conversation, it can be very frightening and debilitating.
It is. And it's something that's very, very difficult to get rid of. The dogs, we have a little better time at treating it than in people. But it's a, horses can get it too. So it's a nightmare disease. And not only the ticks, I mean, we all equate ticks and Lyme disease. There's several other diseases that these ticks carry. So I hate ticks. I don't hate many things in life, but I hate ticks.
Yeah, I have some of your formula sitting on my desk in TV where I did a news story a couple years ago. And it's very convenient after lunch with onions. just a little squirt. Dr. Mike, our lab has crusty eyes every morning since the spring arrived. Is there anything that we can do for him except wash his eyes every morning? My guess is the dog doesn't like that a whole lot. That's from Michaela and Kirk in Swissvale.
Well, you know, that's not a bad thing to do, is take some warm water and cotton balls or maybe a Kleenex and wash those eyes out and get the crustiness out. But if it just started in the spring, it might be from allergies. And, you know, have your vet take a look, because we can administer drops that are very, very helpful for that. One of my older dogs has that issue. And it's just something, and sometimes as they get older, their tears dry out. They don't have as many tears or as much tear production, and so they get the crusty eyes. And so there's a lot that we can do for that to help them be more comfortable. So check with your vet and see if they can give you something that will help that.
And check out Dr. Mike's podcast. A lot of great information at drmikehutchinson.com. We have a link at kdkradio.com, and you can go to animalgeneral.net. LaSalle Plaza Cranberry, where you can find him, or hanging out on his farm looking at the turkeys, mate. Very exciting. On our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
Isn't that some sort of a voyeur?
No, he's a doctor.
Oh, he's a doctor.
He's a doctor.
Oh, excuse me.
Thanks, Doc.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.